truly touching. Recently, an inspiring girl by the name of Noorfarah Siahira Shari made headlines when she recorded a clip of herself sewing personal protective equipment, PPE, for medical frontliners, with just her feet. https://www.facebook.com/noorfarahsiahirasvideos/305158467649336/?q=%23% %DERA%community%and epa=search_box. Despite the absence of her arms as limbs, Noorfarah didn't let her disability stop her from helping out our frontliners in any way she could. This is what I do with the Telekinton Community College staff team and a few sewing volunteers around Telekinton who were eager to help. May our affairs be blessed, said Noorfarah, who is a part of a charity and social responsibility (CSR) project known as #community2community, involving 10 members of Telekinton Community College, as reported by Sinar Harian. In the clip posted on Facebook, Noorfarah captivated her audience with the seemingly effortless way she was able to sew using her feet. Many people want to see how I sew with my feet, so I said okay, I'll show you my skill. Sewing PPE shirts for frontliners is very encouraging. These PPE sewing activities were originally held by a volunteer team of 30 community seamstresses to aid the Telekinton Hospital frontliners and the Telekinton Health Clinic. As much as 400 meters of PPE fabric is cut at the college and at home by tailors before being distributed to volunteers to sew individually in their respective homes. Since the video went up with the hashtag #DERACommunityUntoCommunity, it's received almost 5,000 views, with netizens amazed at the effort and Noorfarah's determination to help those who are sacrificing their lives on the front for us. What a heartwarming gesture. We hope this inspires you to do something for the affected community around you today. Also read, prison inmates are working Monday to Sunday to ensure our frontliners get protective suits. You have reached the end of this story.